For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
The holiday season is off and rolling, with NFL in full stride and the NBA and NHL hitting mid-season form. BetOnline is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info. With up-to-minute sports wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions, BetOnline is the top spot for everything pro and amateur sports. And not just the big four. BetOnline has info available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time for almost any sport that is played, from MMA to international soccer. Head to BetOnline today and remember to use our promo code BLEAV, that's capital letters BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Hunsinger at Thunder Chats. We're your part of the Believe Network, and this podcast is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Now that that's out of the way, let's address the elephant in the room. There's no elephant. It's just me. It's just me in the pod tonight. There's a little bit of confusion by all parties. A little lack of communication by myself, hand up. On that front, by getting a podcast out last night, or I guess recording one last night, so I would have got it out this morning anyways, but anyways, so this is me, by myself, so you know what that means. You are listening to Thunder Chats, ho! And I am in my car recording this one, so you will hear some turn signal sounds. I apologize. I follow the rules when I drive my vehicle. I like to notify people when I'm changing lanes, making turns and whatnot. Also, full disclosure, I am very late to work. I woke up 15 minutes before I'm supposed to be at work. I don't know how. I set two alarms. For the life of me, I don't remember even one of them going off. So, a little bit concerning there. Really annoying too, because I haven't been late in a long time. So, yeah, there's that. But let's talk about something more fun. Something that puts a smile on our face. And that's Thunder basketball. And the Thunder basketball team, Oklahoma City Thunder basketball team, played against the Memphis Grizzlies last night and won this game 116-97. Yes, we got the victory. No, we did not avenge the 73-point margin of victory that the Grizzlies put on us December 3rd, 2021. SMH. What could have been? There was a real possibility. Like, if the guys wanted to go for it, they really could. There was a play at the end of the third quarter in which Isaiah Joe hit a three at the buzzer. Would have put us up 97-66, which is 31 points. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was a lot more in Memphis, whenever it happened. I think they had 62, and we had 62, and then 113, something like that. So, a little bit bigger margin of victory at that point to build off of. But up 31 points going into the fourth quarter. If it was something the guys wanted to do, and they wanted to play the starters, because the Grizzlies were done. They pulled Jaren Jackson, they pulled Desmond Bane. I mean, it was all she wrote at that point. And, you know, G.G. Jackson was somebody that made some buckets there in that late fourth quarter. But it was never something that the Thunder were worried about. But it would have been really fun, would have been really funny to see us re-break that record. Especially because
John Morant is out. And famously, Shea Gilgeous Alexander, and I believe even Giddey didn't even play in that margin of victory game. It was Teo Maledon, Lou Dort was in that one, Trey Mann, Poku, guys like that. So, yeah, bummer we didn't get them back on that, but we did win. So, we need to talk about this victory because there was a lot of fun things that happened. And we're going to talk about that in the segment we call the single large item. All right, so this is tough. There's two that you can start out with right off the bat. And, you know, I'm going to go Chet. Forget it. I'm going to go Chet Holmgren. 17 points for Chet. 7 of 14 shooting. 2 of 4 from deep. 1 of 1 from the free throw line. 6 rebounds. 2 assists. 1 steal. 7 blocks. Oh, yeah. He did that in 3 quarters. Okay? 25 minutes of action, this guy had 7 blocks. Chet Holmgren in the last 8 quarters of basketball. Or no, I guess technically I just said he didn't play a quarter. So, the last 7 quarters of basketball, Chet Holmgren has 15 blocks. Should be 16, NBA, what the frick happened. But 15 blocks, that's insane. That doesn't happen, especially not with a rookie. I'm going to dive into some stats later today. If you follow me on Twitter, I'm going to see the last time somebody had a 7-plus point or block back-to-back games. I know there was a run in my research. I saw there was a run where Serge Ibaka had triple blocks like within like 2 weeks, 3 times. So it's very possible it was him. And if it does, that's even more serendipitous. But yeah, man, Chet was insane defensively. He had one block that he straight up looked like a superhero. Trying to think who it was. I want to say it was either Jaren Jackson Jr. or Zaire Williams that was driving into the lane. But Chet came from the opposite elbow to collapse on the shot, which was a layup on the left side of the rim. So he came from the right elbow and was able to block the shot off the backboard, which gave the Thunder a running start, got them out in transition to get an easy bucket. We'll talk about the easy bucket here in a little bit. But you know, the blocks are going to be there. The blocks are going to happen. Like, this guy has a legitimate chance to make all-defensive team with the impact that he has on the court and the counting stats that he's putting up blocking shots. Like, I haven't looked in a while just because he kind of lost a lot of ground there for a while. But I'm going to look up the NBA block leaders at this time. There's a cop up here. I've got a slip way down. let's see. Where are we at? Blocks. Okay. So, Chet Holmgren right now has 2.8 blocks per game, which is tied for with Walker Kessler for 3rd in the NBA. And he only trails Victor Wembanyama and Brook Lopez, who each have 3 blocks per game. So, he's right there. If you want to look at total blocks per game, Chet is actually 2nd tied with Wembanyama. Brook Lopez has 77. Chet Holmgren and Wembanyama both have 71 blocks. Like, they're both just absolute forces of nature when it comes to protecting the rim, wreaking havoc. And you saw many times, like, if a Jazz player was driving to the lane, they thought twice and 3 times about going towards the rim because the type of game Chet Holmgren was having. I believe it was Zaire Williams. No, it wasn't Zaire Williams. It was Conchar. John Conchar actually tried his luck and tried to dunk on Chet Holmgren. I want to say early in the 3rd quarter. It went about as well as it went about as well as it could have gone on a night that Chet had 7 blocks. He definitely got blocked. Like, the dunk didn't happen. But he got fouled. They called it a foul, so he was able to get free throws out of it. So, I guess he won the battle. Chet won the war. I'm sorry. There was a couple of his blocks that were ruled fouls. I think one was even ruled goaltending.
chat vehemently called for a replay from Coach Mark Dagnall, and shout out Diggs. He challenged both calls. And what was funny about it is this was in the first quarter. Both of these reviews were in the first quarter. Diggs burned through them like that. And to me, that signaled that they don't take this team seriously. They weren't worried about this team. Diggs doesn't need that review late in the game. Let Chet get his numbers. And he did. He had 3 blocks in the first quarter. I believe he had 5 blocks at halftime, and then he got 2 more in the third quarter. He spread out his blocks pretty good. So, yeah, shout out Chet. And then offensively, man, like, he was back to doing just some of the stuff that had our mouth on the floor, or our jaw on the floor early in the season. Spinning into the lane, I think, on back-to-back possessions for dunks. I finished alley-oop from Kenny. I almost said from Chet. Hey, I guess he could do a stuff alley-oop. His 3-point shot looks good, man. It looks good. Did not let Jaren Jackson deter him in this game. Jaren Jackson, to his credit, only had 0 blocks in this game. Shout out to the former D-boy. We'll talk more about him in a little bit. Yeah, Chet just absolutely had his way tonight. So shout out Chet Holmgren. Very excited that you are on this team for the next 10 years at least. Somebody else is on this team for the next 10 years, and I'm very excited to have on this team. Shai freaking Gilgeous-Alexander. Didn't have the best night shooting the ball. Was 8 of 18, 1 of 3 from the 3-point line. 13 of 14 from the stripe. But man, this guy was just impacting the game other areas. 30 points, obviously, ho-hum, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. The NBA steal leader is at it again. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Oh, by the way, plus 30 in the box score, plus minus for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. By the way, the other thing, another by the way, he did this in 24 minutes. He did it in 3 quarters. Guys, this is a similar stat line to what Anthony Edwards just put up tonight. Let us again. Anthony Edwards put up this type of stat line in a full 4-quarter game that Shai put up in 3 quarters. Like, it's ridiculous. He's normalizing excellence. Like, this is what we expect out of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at this point. And, man, just there was some ridiculous plays tonight by him. I mean, obviously, the midi was going. He was getting to the lane a couple times. But I mentioned that block that Chet Holmgren kind of flew in like a superhero and blocked. And we got out in transition and got a bucket that way. Well, the bucket in question was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Got the ball in isolation. And we got out in transition, but we slowed it up. We brought it back out. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got the ball in isolation. Got Jaren Jackson on it. Shai drove hard right, did a snatch back dribble to his left, and he sent the defensive player of the year from last year stumbling, fumbling, and crumbling to the ground. And you know Shai hit the shot. You know the shot was pure. I would like to see the success rate of Shai's jumpers after crossing somebody up, because even if he's having a bad game, if he can cross somebody up, that crap's dropping. It was the case tonight. And we are so blessed. Jalen Williams didn't have a great night, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But we are so blessed to have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren as our duo for the next decade. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, easy top 5 player at this point. Like, you can even rate him higher. And nobody is going to bat an eyebrow. Chet Holmgren, playing like one of the top 20 guys right now. He's a freaking rookie. He hasn't played 30 NBA games yet. Like, what is happening? These guys are on the same team. The NBA effed up and gave us Chet Holmgren. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, offensive engine. Chet Holmgren, one of the best defensive stoppers in the league in terms of being at the rim. And they're on the same team. And they complement each other on the other ends too. Shai, absolute menace on the ball when it comes to getting steals, creating turnovers. Chet, finding his way offensively, can create his own shot, space the floor from three. Like, they are literally, like, you couldn't design a more perfect pairing in a lab. And they're on our team for the next decade. Like, that's just insane to me. So, yeah, shout out Shay and Chet. Like, they definitely stand out amongst the rest. But we are going to talk about the rest after a word from our sponsors.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we're back after a word from our sponsors. Sorry for the weird pause. I had to make sure that it actually created enough of a gap for me to insert a mid-roll in there. But, yeah, we're back. Let's talk about the other players. There's not too much to mention. Let's go to Lou Dort first. Shout out Lou Dort, man. You know, I talked about that his Linsanity shooting run was over a couple games. But Lou Dort's quietly had really solid games. I think the last three. And it was no different tonight. Again, in three quarters, 21 minutes of action, actually. He had 11 points on 4-7 shooting, 3-6 from deep. That shot was falling tonight. 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block to boot. He was actually the third highest plus-minus on the team, the plus 24. He was great, man. Like, I want to see this out of Lou every night. Like, I know it's not realistic to expect this type of shooting from him. But whenever he can knock down shots like that, it opens everything up. So, shout out, Lou. Let's talk about Giddey. I mean, he had good numbers. 16 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. We'll call it what it is. I think he got half of those points in garbage time. Just going to say. Didn't have a great night, you know, coming off of the game, the Nuggets game, in which he played a season low in minutes. But he looked fine out there. He was aggressive early. I'll give him that. Got a couple buckets early. Connected with Jalen Williams in a couple plays. Finished 6 of 12 shooting. 0 of 4 from deep. So his Linsanity shooting run might be over. He was fine. I mean, the next game is when he'll need to step up. And then Jalen Williams, Santa. Santa was delivering to a house. He was a little busy tonight. Had 10 points. 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Like, he did a lot, like, in terms of filling the stat sheet. And I remember this because I tweeted it out. He had 2 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, not even 3 minutes into the game. So it looked like he was going to have one of those nights, but he ended up shooting 3-9, shot 1-3 from deep, 3-4 from the stripe. Just didn't have enough shots, didn't play enough to really catch rhythm. He played 28 minutes. I think him and Giddey actually started the fourth quarter. So, he got a little bit more run. But, yeah, just an off night from him. I'm not worried about it. Again, same with Giddey. Like, next game is where we're going to need him. And let's see here. So, that's all the starters. Let's go to the bench. So, nobody had a super loud night. It was a very level game from the bench. I mean, let's talk about Case Wallace. 7 points, 3-6 shooting, 1-4 from deep, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Just making his normal impact. He should have had a steal on here. He stole the ball and flipped it to Shay and transitioned for a layup. For whatever reason, they didn't give it to him. So, but yeah, shout out Kaysen. Isaiah Joe had a solid game, man. Like, really stepped in the stat sheet. 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Shot 2 of 5 from field, 1 of 3 from deep. And I don't know, man. It was weird. He only played 19 minutes, but he felt hesitant with his shot. And, you know, maybe it's a blowout. Maybe it's because, you know, he didn't have to shoot it as much. But it's something I'm monitoring. And, you know, again, as with the other guys,
Packers beat the Clippers, we really need Isaiah Joe to be on off the bench. So I hope it's something that he can shake off. Kendrick Williams, who's my Jang, played the next most minutes on the game. Kendrick Williams, 2-3 from the field, 2-3 from three, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, had 6 points. He was a plus 26 in the box score, plus minus. So shout out K Rich. Who's my Jang? Jang gang, baby. 2-5 from the field, 0-2 from deep, missed both of his 3-pointers. But the two that he got, one was off of a cut, off movement, went up strong for 2 hands. And then another one, he came off of a, I want to say it was a dribble handoff, and it was a pull-up mid-range jumper from Usman Jang. It was nice to see a little bit of self-creation out of my guy. Shout out Jang gang. He also had 2 rebounds, 2 assists in this game. A lot of guys had 2 rebounds, 2 assists, apparently. Boom had 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 9 minutes of action. Nothing to write home about. And then in garbage time, Olivier Saar, Trey Mann, and Vasilije Micic came on. And Trey Mann and Micic did not score. Olivier Saar had 6 points, 3 rebounds, shot 3 of 5 from the field. Trey Mann didn't take a shot. And Micic missed his only 3-point attempt. I did not mention Aaron Wiggins. He had 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. He was 1-4 from the field. It's also kind of hard to get in rhythm for bench players in games like this because the starters are cooking. They don't really need an upliftment off the bench. You just kind of got to go in there and do your job at that point. So it's the next game that we're going to need to be looking at. But before we get to the next game, I just want to give a shout-out to a couple of Grizzlies players. Desmond Bane, man. He's come a long way from just being a spot-up shooter. And I've seen the numbers. I've seen what he's been doing this year. But he only had 17 points in 3 quarters. But and he shot 6 of 14 from the field. Not super efficient, but he shot 4 of 9. And, like, that man was letting it fly. I want to say he had 5 3-point attempts in the first quarter. And he's getting it done off rhythm. He's getting it done off movement. He's getting it done off the dribble. Like, he's become a real 3-point marksman weapon. So, shout out Desmond, man. No shout out to anybody else. I will shout out to Xavier Tillman. That was 0 of 8 from the field, 0 of 3 from deep. We appreciate your contribution to this win. All right, let's get to looking at the next game. We play the Los Angeles Clippers on Thursday night. It is at OKC at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I guess I should say 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, since the majority of you guys are probably in Oklahoma, or at least in the Central Standard Time Zone. That is going to be a fun game. The Clippers have won 8 straight games. Obviously, we are 17-8, the 2 seed in the Western Conference. I want to say the Clippers are the 5 seed. I'm going to fact check that real quick. Oh, NBA standings, my only friend. They are the 6 seed. Ah, I was close. But they are tied with the Dallas Mavericks for the 5 seed. So, technically, I was right. And, you know, obviously, it's a big deal when the Clippers come to town. The return of Paul George, the return of Russell Westbrook. I guess I should have said those flip-flop, but, you know, the return of Paul George because the Paul George trade. And we need the Paul George trade to be playing good on Thursday night. We need Shea, no doubt. Shea's going to have his awesome game. But we need Jalen Williams to step up. We're really going to need Santa in this game. It's going to be interesting to see how Chet plays against Zubac. Zubac is a very big physical body down there, and it'll be interesting to see how Chet handles him. I'm gonna be real with y'all. This is no hate whatsoever. This is just calling what it is. Josh Giddey, I believe, is gonna get played off the floor in this game because the Clippers have James Harden, they have Terrence Mann, they have Paul George, they have Kawhi Leonard. I guess you can put him up against Zubac. But otherwise, those guys are cooking Josh Giddey. So it's going to be interesting to see how Dade's kind of game plan is that. But, you know, hopefully our role players, our bench players, are
hitting, doing their jobs, because we're definitely going to need them in this, specifically with Russell Westbrook coming off the bench. Shout out to the Brody, giving them a spark off the bench, giving them energy throughout the game. So going to need Lou Dort, going to need Case Wallace, Aaron Wiggins, Kendrick Williams, like all of our perimeter defenders. We're going to need them on their P's and Q's on Thursday nights. And hopefully we will be coming back to you on Thursday night talking about a Thunder victory. Now, a couple of housekeeping here. So we're supposed to have a guest tomorrow. That was the plan. Or I guess tonight. Yeah, we're supposed to have a guest tonight. That was the plan. But he asked if we can move it to tomorrow. So I know traditionally speaking, we record on Tuesdays and they release Wednesday morning. But for the sake of getting this guest on, because as I mentioned, he's a huge guest. I don't think he's been on any of the Thunder podcasts. Oh, here's a yellow coming. Oh, yeah. He hasn't been on any of the Thunder podcasts, so I'm very excited to have him on, and I'm willing to accommodate to him coming on a different day. So we will be moving our weekly podcast to Wednesday this week. Then we'll have a back-to-back pod day with the post-game pod against the Clippers. And then we will be back on Saturday, I believe. Yeah, Saturday with the post-game pod against the... Where'd my ESPN app go? Lakers. Yeah, so we get a little back-to-back LA action. So it's going to be an action-packed weekend. Can't wait to talk about how the Thunder extend their win streak to 4 games in the next... in the next couple podcasts. Actually, I want to clarify that. Have we won 4 games? Or am I tripping? No, yeah, 4 games. So, yeah. It's a good time to be a Thunder fan. And let's just enjoy the ride. Hope everybody has a great night. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always, Thunder up. You have listening... What? That made no sense. You have been listening to Thunder Chats. Ho! All you absolutely counters out there, I don't think I said not a single one. If I did, brush me in the comments. Peace!
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder. Thunder up!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.